Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In yesterday's Gospel, we left off at the point in which Jesus told the Jews, "The work you need to do to accomplish the works of God is to believe in the one the Father sent." So the Jews asked for a sign, so that they would know he was truly coming from God. How could they know this was true? And they referenced that time that was foundational for Israel, when God had led them through the desert and provided manna for them. But why were they asking for a sign when Jesus had just performed the miracle of the loaves for them? My take is that it has to do with Jesus' rejection to be made a king. You remember that he ran away when they wanted to make him a king. It's the permanent human temptation. They wanted a pragmatic leader that would solve their problems and help them deal with their immediate concerns. So Jesus began to address those misplaced expectations. The manna had been a sign of the true bread that God would provide. In other words, social and material needs are important, but God chooses to focus on the deepest and most fundamental need we have, our need for God. And Jesus says, "I am the bread that will satisfy the deepest need that you have." Later in the chapter, we will have the chance to apply this explicitly to the Eucharist. But for this meditation, we can stop at a prior step, that the entire human life of Jesus was the way in which the Father provided for that deepest need. The Father gave us his Son in sending him to live among us and to manifest his wisdom and love in human voice and human gestures. He himself became our sustenance, in the way adoptive parents become the sustenance of a child they adopt, not just by providing for the child's material needs, but by providing that key relationship as parents. And through that relationship, a window into every other relationship in the world. That's what Jesus has become for us. He, his very person, has become a means of salvation for us by placing himself at our reach. So, was there a time in which God sustained your life the way he protected Israel in the desert? How could you grasp this idea that Jesus has become your sustenance, the one who restores you to your true identity? What aspects of Jesus' life speak of that to you?